Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And, you know, this is a mini episode where we hear from you. We share your comments, your thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
I like that little just...
Give it a twist.
A nice little French twist.
Thank you.
And please remember, we're not experts. We are just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
That is true.
We have a couple calls to action.
We do some CTAs.
Is that what they're called in the
biz?
In pod biz. The first thing we want to mention is that we are working on a future episode about dupes, product dupes. So what that might be is a more affordable product that basically is the same thing as a more expensive product. And we would love to hear from you about your favorite dupes.
Kate, what is a product that you are hoping to find a dupe for?
Oh, well, there's always, I mean, oils.
I am,
we'll discuss this in a future full-length episode. I am back on the oil train.
Mm-hmm.
I would say oils and serums.
Yep.
Oils and serums.
But is there like one particular product that you're like, it would be awesome to find a cheaper version of this?
I do love my Vintner's Daughter face oil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If there was something that was as delightful and delicious and worked as great as that does, I would be curious.
I'll tell you two that I'm curious
about.
One is Good Jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Which, as our friend of the pod, Tracy Roby, has written on her blog, there is no true dupe of Good Jeans.
That is very true.
So that's one. And then the other is Biologique Recherche P50.
Hmm.
People have said that the Pixi Glow Tonic does something similar, but it's not the same.
I mean, technically, you and I are two sides of that dupe.
We are. Look at us.
Look at us. We're a dupe. Anyway. Call, write, send us a pigeon, whatever it takes. Tell us your dupes. We are going to be discussing them all in a future episode of Forever 35.
Yeah. And the other thing that we just want to mention is that this Thursday, October 3rd, at 10:30 a.m., I, Dori Shafrir, will be on a panel for the Work It Conference, which is a conference for women in podcasting and those who love them.
And I will be attending.
And you will be attending. And it's at the Ace Hotel in LA. And there's more info at workitfestival.com. And that's work with an E. So it's workitfestival.com. It is not free, I should mention. So you do have to buy a ticket. But there's tons of really awesome programming. So if you are pod curious, I would say get yourself over to the Ace.
Thursday. We would love to see you there.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
And if you hear our voices and recognize us IRL, please say hello.
Please do.
It brightens our days.
It truly does.
Should we dig into the Eames?
Let's Wow.
The Eames that came to our jeans.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. Can we clarify that you and I have not seen each other in person for like a full week?
It's true.
So
you're looking great.
Thank
I'm
you.
Really into this whole vibe.
Well, gee.
Yeah. You walked in and I was like, mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I'm truly beaming.
Yeah. You look
That's
great.
Really kind.
Yeah, well, it's
so
true.
So do you.
Oh.
Are you wearing those
I'm wearing
jeans?
The jeans that I bought from you.
I love them. They look so good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Boy.
All right.
Okay.
Well.
Sorry. That was just a catch up that we needed to have. We'll keep it in.
Okay.
Okay. So here's an email from a listener. I'm catching up on my podcast and recently listened to episode 86 with R.O. Kwan. As you two discussed, I too love a simple cat eye, but I've never been really savvy with eyeliner and have never been able to do it the way other women seem to nail it down. I recently felt inspired to give it another try and I bought a totally new type of eyeliner and holy moly, all caps. The right eyeliner is a game changer. I tried Elia's felt tip eyeliner, and I'm now rocking the cat eye of my Instagram filter dreams. It's such a fine tip, easy to apply and easy to correct, but stays on all day.
That sounds like a holy grail eyeliner.
Okay, another topic we've got to dig into down the road, the holy grails.
Oh, yes. There have been a couple great threads about this in the Facebook group.
And we've had a request for a full episode about holy grails.
Yes, okay, I'm down.
And this is actually something I'm still searching for. Like the eyeliner, the liner that I can use to get a cat eye right.
Mm-hmm.
So I might venture out on this tip and see if I can find it.
Great.
Well, I'll report back. Have you tried a cat eye yet?
No.
No?
No, haven't.
No. I judge not.
Good. Good. It's a judgment-free zone, usually, although anything could happen.
It could. Next up, another email.
Go ahead.
Pro tip, as you are asking questions about how they operate behind closed doors with their manufacturing, listen to their podcast. This is in regards to Trader Joe's. It's called Inside Trader Joe's, and they talk about everything you would want to know about the ins and outs of the grocery chain. Let me tell you, it is fascinating.
I've been curious about this podcast.
We got a ton of listeners writing to us saying that they listened to the Trader Joe's podcast. I had never heard of it, but you were familiar?
Yes. And in fact, I remember also reading about it because I think people were like, why are so many people listening to a podcast about Trader Joe's? And then, especially like produced by Trader Joe's. It's not like
right.
they're blowing the lid off Trader Joe's. It's like Trader Joe's is like, we're going to tell you about Trader Joe's now. But people are very curious. I mean, look, I bet if Costco did a podcast.
Oh, God, don't even. I would freak. I will say we've gotten so much response about Trader Joe's.
We have.
Skincare products especially, but other products that
yep.
I am really excited to dig into this world.
Me too. We gotta start doing it. Stop teasing it.
That's true. Well, I have started dabbling with the skincare products I've purchased.
All right. I'm going to read this next email. Something often missing from this conversation is the issue of accessing mental health services when you live in a rural area. We're switching gears, by the way. This is not about Trader Joe's.
Big time.
When you live in a rural area, I moved back to my small hometown with a population of 1,500 last year after living in large urban areas for the past 8 years. I work in healthcare, so I knew the realities of having to switch care providers and therapists for myself and my husband, but even I didn't anticipate how challenging it was going to be. What if your area only has two therapists that take your insurance and you don't click with either? There are more telemental health options now, but it's still challenging. I don't have a ton of advice to offer listeners. Just thought it was important to speak to this issue. I am so glad that this listener brought this up.
Me too, because we definitely have access privilege, I think, considering where we live.
Totally. And bias.
Yes.
Like, we're just like, find a therapist.
There's
tons of them.
Exactly.
When in fact, there's not always.
Yeah. So, listener, thank you for writing in about this because you raise a really important point. And I think you're right. There are telemental health options, but it's still really challenging. That is not a fit for everyone.
Totally.
So we appreciate that feedback. Thank you. Speaking of a therapist, and specifically the incident I talked about with my therapist falling asleep on me.
Uh-huh.
We had a caller chime in with their own experience in therapy.
Let's
are you ready
it.
For this one?
I am ready.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Kat, and I'm calling from South Orange, New Jersey. I absolutely love the podcast. I love texting my friend Lindsay about it every time a new episode drops. I just wanted to say your episode about therapists really struck a chord with me. I'm supposed to talk to my therapist today, and the last time I was in therapy, I saw the reflection of her computer screen and her sunglasses that she wears, and she was playing solitaire. So I need to figure out how to tell my therapist today that I could see her playing solitaire during our session, and have a difficult conversation with her about active listening, which is very hard for me as a person who hates confrontation. Maybe love to people please a little bit like Kate. So just wanted to say thank you so much for your episode about finding the right fit for a therapist and advocating for yourself. I'm going to try to talk to her, and I hope you wish me luck. And I think in another career, I will be a spy. Thanks so much. Absolutely love the podcast.
I love the end of that.
I know. It made me laugh.
But like, wow.
Oh, goodness me.
Wow.
You know, I know it's important to have compassion for therapists, that they are just regular people,
yeah,
who make mistakes and get bored and tired and everything else. But when someone is paying you to listen and provide feedback, you should not be playing solitaire, right?
Kate, I'm with you on this.
I mean, this just
seems like the bare minimum.
Yeah. And also, her therapist wears sunglasses in
their
session.
There was so much about this that I had questions about.
That could be a medical issue.
Yes, true.
I don't want to pass judgment.
Yes, good point.
But what a move to see in the reflection of the sunglasses.
Wow.
And I'm sorry this happened to you, because it feels it's kind of demeaning in a way.
Totally. And I also wonder what your relationship with this therapist was like before you caught her playing solitaire. Like, was this someone you liked and felt like was helping you? Will you be sad to break up with her? I mean, I have a lot of questions.
I do too. But good for you for taking on the challenge of having to speak to this therapist about active listening.
Yes. It's so hard.
I say this as your peer in fear of confrontation. It would give me so much anxiety to have to do that. So good luck. We are with you in solidarity. And you know what? Best wishes on your future as a spy. Dory?
Yes.
An etiquette question for us.
Yes.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Melanie. I've listened to the podcast for a long time and I love it. So thank you. I'm calling with what might be kind of a petty question, but you talk a lot about gratitude, on the podcast. And one of the things that I find, frustrating as a show of gratitude is the abbreviation of the word thank you, especially in the form of THX. Thanks that people will send sometimes in an email or on a text message thread. And I don't know, there's just something about it that bothers me. Like, if you really are grateful, is it that hard to just type out thank you? I don't know. I've been struggling with getting a little too frustrated with this and just wonder if, yeah, you think this is petty. Or if you are grateful for something, maybe you should just write out the word thanks or thank you. Now that I've left this, I feel like maybe it is a little bit petty to get frustrated with it. But yeah, just wonder if you guys have any perspective on that. And yeah, what are ways that you could show a quick, meaningful show of gratitude that wouldn't get under the skin of someone like me. Anyway, I will leave it at that. Thank you. Bye.
Listener, I love you. I can remember the first time an intern that was working for me responded to a request I gave over Instant Messenger with KK. And I was like, what? Like, this is too casual. This is so strange. Who are these youth? And now I write KK all the time.
Same.
I've adapted to the young people, because I think that is what is required of us as we age.
Yeah. To me, this felt like not the hill to die on.
Don't die in it.
No.
But I understand.
I get it.
Why it gets under your skin.
Totally. And now you have to let it go.
Yeah.
Because I fear that your one woman crusade to get people to write out thank you versus THX is not going to work. And then you're just going to be frustrated and angry at people. And you don't want to feel that way.
Because THX is not going anywhere.
No, exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
It's sticking around.
If anything, it's being abbreviated to TY.
And, you know, people in, like, I feel like I've also just seen TX.
Ooh, they took the H out.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. It's hard. It is. I don't think that THX shows any less appreciation than thank you.
I agree.
I just think we move faster and we are now typing with our fingertips on a small screen. And it's just what is easiest. And to show more appreciation, I mean, perhaps a GIF of the cast of Friends screaming thank you. I mean, I don't, you know, there's visual options that might still
that's a really good point.
Work in today's modern society.
Yeah.
Although that might also bug you. I don't know.
I mean, also, I think it is unrealistic to expect people to know what is going to bug you always.
That's true. If only they did, though, that would be so nice.
Yeah. But alas.
Alas. Anyway, beaks.
THX.
When you say THX out loud, it sounds thanks. Thanks for calling in, though. We do appreciate it.
We're going to take a short break.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started and then use our code FOREVER35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Okay, we're back with an update.
Yeah. Remember Flawless Skin Trader Joe's user?
Oh, I sure do.
Well, they called back.
And
I have a lot to say about this.
I can't wait.
Do you also?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's just listen to their update.
Hi, it is Gray again from Southern Indiana, outside of Louisville, Kentucky. I was the one that called in about the $4 Trader Joe's face cream, and now I'm hearing you talk about it again on the full episode. And I just wanted to clarify, when I say flawless skin, I'm assuming that most people would not consider it flawless. Wow. I don't wear any makeup. I never have. I just mean that I don't have any blemishes. Now, I drink a lot of water. I'm a yoga teacher. I do a lot of yoga. I don't know. I don't work a full-time job. I stay at home with my kids, so my stress level is fairly low. All that being said, I didn't want to give you the wrong idea. My skin is just like anyone else's, just like everyone else's is. And, you know, I will say I haven't had a lot of pimples using this cream, but who knows what the real reason behind that is. I just wanted to say that, Kate, your skin is flawless. Dory, your skin is flawless. Everyone listening to this, your skin is flawless. Exactly the way it is. Thanks for playing my voicemail. I appreciate what you do. Have a great day. Bye.
Gray. Where to even begin?
Where would you like to begin?
I feel like you're selling yourself short, Gray. Like, you don't need to call back and tell us that your skin is not actually flawless. I believe in you. I believe in your original voicemail, and I admire the confidence that you gave us with that first voicemail.
Yep.
Don't take it away.
No.
Own it.
Own it. Yes.
I bet everybody looks at you and thinks it's flawless.
Well, and because I think she kind of came around to that by the end.
That's right. And you realize that what we all see is the beauty that shines from within in all of us.
Exactly.
Which is truly what I appreciate most about your message.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, I still believe.
Me too.
And it's not might not be the cream. It might just be who you are.
Wow.
I also do think water and yoga and minimal stress. Yeah. Those all sound like.
Those help.
Also enriching
for
things.
Sure.
Yeah, for your skin. This just, it made me chuckle to get it though, I gotta say.
Oh, I mean, I chuckled, I guffawed, I chortled.
Maybe he's so happy too.
I giggled.
I really loved it.
Yeah.
You giggled. I do love a Dory laugh. So Dory, changing gears a little bit.
Yes, let's change those gears.
We
let's not grind them, but let's change
let's
them.
Let's change the gears. We received so much feedback about sustainability.
We did.
In regards to the listener whose partner is not on board with like limiting their plastic usage, the grocery store,
and I shared my frustrations with my husband.
Yeah.
In that regard as well.
And we just got tons and tons of messages.
We did.
And
so we're gonna read a couple.
Yeah. Take it away, Dory.
Okay. I love hearing the discussion around daily sustainability practices and strategies in our daily lives. I would like to point out that a lot of mainstream environmentally friendly habits are a toolkit for those with a certain level of privilege. Not everyone can afford to swap out their disposable plastics for stasher bags, glass Tupperware, or beeswrap. Frankly, the solutions should extend well beyond potentially costly swaps. I often find that reusability and just plain old reduction is missing from the conversation around sustainable daily lives. Can the listener calling in about her partner's lack of interest in eco solutions compel her partner to reuse those flimsy bags as long as they are viable? How can we repurpose plastic hummus tubs, those Ziploc bags for shredded cheese, paper grocery bags, shampoo bottles? Truly, the list goes on and on. Google it, pin it, gram it. Our fellow humans are so resourceful and inventive.
Great suggestions.
I love this.
And a great reminder.
Totally.
It's not, I do think you're right. There is a certain level of privilege that comes with a lot of the like changing my ways.
Yeah. And a lot of that ends up being, you know, consumption based as well, which is like what we're theoretically trying to get away from.
Yes.
So it does sort of become a little bit of a cycle.
Wait, can I interject with one hot Trader Joe's tip?
Yes.
I found some beeswrap knockoff.
What?
At Trader Joe's.
What?
Or should I say a dupe?
Wow.
Yes, maybe I will include that in my dupe episode.
Wow.
I do love the beeswrap brand, which is like a reusable saran wrap alternative. But
we should also say they sent us some for free.
They did. We did not have to pay for it. That's the privilege of doing a podcast.
It is. Good point.
Honestly.
Should we hear this voicemail?
Yes. Hold on. It's happening.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Anna calling from Colorado. I just paused the mini episode where you're talking about trying to get a spouse on board with more sustainable practices. And I think a really good way to try and change people's mind is putting it in the perspective of their children or their sister's children or their brother's children, because really we're only leaving whatever devastation we cause to the next generation. So I know that's hard to think about because it's so long down the line. But maybe it's a good way to try and change people's minds about being more sustainable so that the next generation doesn't have to deal with all the crap and hardship that we've left them. Anyway, thanks so much for the podcast. I love listening. Hear you later. Bye.
Aww.
Hear you later.
That's so true.
Yeah, listener, we both felt the passion in your voice and believe in what you're speaking about. And it's definitely something that motivates me, knowing that
for sure
every day we have on this planet, things are changing rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you don't even need a child, just even for yourself.
Even for the human race.
Yeah.
Even for dogs.
Even for the dog race. They have no control over any of it.
No, they don't.
We did get another email that had a ton of suggestions, which is very long, and we're not going to read it verbatim. But a couple of things this listener said is that they had a lot of empathy for both the caller and the partner, because plastic bags do keep food fresher for some things, and food waste is also an issue contributing to climate change. And these were some ideas they had. One, reuse the plastic produce bags. Yes.
Yeah, it did sound like part of the issue with the partner, though, was getting them to take any bag So maybe the caller could reuse those plastic produce bags.
I mean, that's when we have them. That's what we use as trash bags.
So
it's not perfect, but we try. They say get silicone sleeves to cover the cut end of veggies or cover bowls in the fridge instead of plastic wrap. Find other things that you and your partner can agree to do that are environmentally friendly. Like maybe your partner can't cut back on plastic, but maybe they can get on board for not using paper towels or swearing off cleaning cloths or cooking a meatless Monday meal each week.
I like that too.
Seems like a good compromise. They also say compost, if you have the space or have a service in your area that you can either pay for. There's a company called Grove Collaborative that they suggest you check out, which has a line of really great cleaning concentrates that you can then put in reusable glass spray bottles.
Former Forever 35 advertiser.
Grove Collaborative. That's right.
Right?
No. Wait, you're thinking of...
Former Excellent Adventure advertiser.
Well, there you go. And they say there are so many different ways to be more environmentally friendly. They say there are so many different ways to be more environmentally friendly. I think approaching your partner with a what can we do rather than focusing on the one thing they don't do could be a really fun way to tackle the issue together.
I love that too. Framing it positively.
Dare you say?
Reframing the narrative. Ding, 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 ding.
Tori wins. Anyway, we love those suggestions. We would love to hear what you're doing, what you're not doing.
Yeah.
What your communities are doing. That would be awesome.
Totally. Let's take another short break.
Let's do it.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home.
It
have some
beautiful,
gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Okay, we are back.
We've got a long email.
We do.
Shall I?
Please.
I've been struggling with an issue that I think you as friends may be uniquely placed to address. My best friend and her partner have been struggling with infertility for years now. My husband and I got pregnant with our daughter accidentally 2 years ago. At that time, I thought my friend might not want to spend as much time with me, as she had told me that people who got pregnant easily filled her with rage. To the contrary, she has been a wonderful presence in my and my daughter's life, more consistent than some of our blood family. I was amazed by this and so grateful for the help and support. However, as we approach my daughter's second birthday, I feel like my friend has started to become very critical of me, my parenting choices, and my daughter's behavior, among other things. She seems to always have something to say or some unsought advice to give. My affection and respect for her have led me to doubt my own mothering instincts when this happens. She becomes very upset whenever I say anything about her experiences because I can never understand the pain she is going through, and she feels I am trivializing that pain with my sympathy and attempted understanding. I don't know how to tell her that parenting a toddler is also a hard thing, not in the same way, of course, and that I need her to respect my decisions and not judge my daughter's behavior. I don't want to hurt her with something like, well, you're not a mother, you don't understand. I don't know what to do. I know the harshness of her comments and judgments are coming from her pain, and I love her and I want to support her. This whole dynamic is going to take a long time to play out in our friendship, and I want to set good boundaries that will help our friendship stay strong as kindly as possible.
Ooh, this is so hard.
I will say, I commend you for coming at it from what seems like a place of openness and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you're trying to understand where they may be coming from. They may not be doing it out of pain. I mean, we don't know until this
right.
person expresses their feelings, but it seems like you're certainly not oblivious to what they might be experiencing.
Totally.
Which I think is a great way to approach any challenge in a friendship
yeah.
or any relationship. I don't know if the way your friend is behaving is linked to your daughter's birthday or their own infertility. Your daughter's birthday could possibly be triggering a lot of really painful feelings for them, or it could not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth asking them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that crazy, Dory?
No, I mean, one thing that I was thinking as we read this is your friend might consciously or subconsciously be mourning what she sees as the change in your friendship because I wonder how much time you've spent one-on-one with her since your daughter was born, with the understanding that parenting takes up a lot of time and parenting a toddler is hard, but maybe she feels like every time she sees you it's in the context of a family thing, and that, you know, necessarily your relationship with her is obviously going to change because you had a kid, but maybe it would be nice for you to make an effort to see her one-on-one.
I think that's a great
and then you can discuss that with her.
Yeah. Maybe find time to do something, the two of you, and see how that plays
yeah.
out.
And, you know, you could even start it by saying, hey, I feel like since I had Juliet, we haven't had real like one-on-one time. Like, let's you and I get dinner. Don't even bring up how you're feeling about, you know, the kid and her infertility. And I think any sort of projecting how she feels is going to, people don't like that. It's
right,
not going
right.
to make her feel good.
That saying like,
I know you must feel
dot, dot,
dot, dot, dot, dot. I think it comes from a place of attempted empathy, but I think the person on the receiving end, it doesn't feel good to be told how you feel. So I would just listen.
Yeah, it might be good to ask them how they
yeah.
feel. Yeah. Knowing that it might also be hard for you to hear some of their thoughts. I mean, I don't,
yeah.
who knows?
And I would just, yeah, I would just frame it as like, say how you feel. Say, I feel like you have been critical of Juliet lately or critical of my parenting lately. You know, I'm curious why. So, I don't know.
Good luck.
Good luck.
That's really hard. Friendship is hard.
It's so hard.
No matter what. And these are
well,
really
one last thing I will say is just that, you know, you guys might need to take a break from each other for a little bit. And that's okay, too.
Yeah. Because if your friendship is strong, you'll come back to each other.
Yeah. And I know just based on my experience doing the other podcasts, I mean, we've gotten so many messages like this from the other end of things, some from this side, but mostly from the other side. And a lot of times we'll hear back from people saying, like, I just needed to take a break from this friend. And then I got pregnant and, you know, now we're friends again. So, you know, I think that it doesn't have to be a permanent break, and it might not even have to last as long as, you know, she has a child or not or whatever. But I would see that as an option as well.
It's a great suggestion. So we're going to end on this this voicemail here from a caller.
Hello, my lovely ladies. It's Katie Shinden, and I just had to call regarding the whole concept of the email breakup period. Have to agree with Dory on this one, and wanted to share a little tidbit. My 15-year-old daughter recently was broken up with via text message by her first boyfriend, same age as her, freshman year high school boyfriend. And so he broke up with her over a text, and she was texting with him after the fact and kind of giving him a little bit of a piece of her mind. And then one thing she did say, which I thought was wonderful, was she said, by the way, next time you break up with somebody, please don't do it over text. So she felt obligated to sort of set him straight that this is not an appropriate way to break up with somebody. So anyway, I was proud of her. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Wow. Your daughter really did humankind a service there.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you there are plenty of men in their 30s who break up with people via text.
Possibly 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s.
Oh, totally. And there are women who break up with men via text, of course.
Yeah. But wow, what a move.
Yeah. Proud of her.
Proud of her. Proud of you for raising such a smart person.
Totally.
And that is hard. Have you ever been dumped via text?
Not by like a serious boyfriend.
Right, right.
And I feel like if it, you know, when I was dating a lot, I felt like if you went on fewer than 3 dates with someone, it's just easier to ghost them.
Oh, instead of just being like sending a text. And
yeah,
being,
although, yeah, so, no, actually, I remember getting a couple texts from people being like, hey, I had so much fun, but, you know, insert bullshit excuse via text. But it's also like when you've gone on 1 or 2 dates with someone, it's like, it's almost like save it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But if it was someone serious, I think I would be very annoyed if they broke up with me via text.
My high school boyfriend drove up to visit me in college, watched me perform in a play, and then dumped me at lunch after.
Wow. See, in that case, I would have preferred the text.
Me too.
Right?
I did a whole show.
Exactly.
God. And I didn't even get to eat my sandwich.
Oh, how rude.
Anyway, good for your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that brings us to the end of
the
show.
We are here.
We are. Please call and email us, and I hope to see some of you at Work It on Thursday.
Yeah, me too. Thank you all so much.
Bye.